Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
So God is good all the time. So indeed, God is good. Even in the midst of crisis, you can still feel, experience the goodness of God. So sisters and brothers, we are now the third Sunday of Lent. Beautiful readings. Allow me to start my sharing with a short story about there's two little children. They were playing at the beach one morning. Actually, they were naked, 6-7 years old, little children. The boy belongs to a Catholic family, while the girl comes from a Protestant family. The girl said, "I wonder why my parents tell me that you Catholics are different from us Protestants." And examining their bodies, the girl was saying, "Look, you have two eyes, and I have also two eyes. You have two ears, and I have two ears too. You have a nose and a mouth, and I have them too." As they were going down farther, the girl looked at herself and then looked at the boy and suddenly exclaimed, "Oh, now I know why we Protestant and you Catholics are really different." Hello. Sisters and brothers, who says that the differences of people are always profound? Actually, most of the time, they come from plain ignorance. However, sisters and brothers, the difference or conflict between the Jews and the Samaritans were deeply embedded historically. So that's why you can understand why the reaction of the Samaritan woman said to Jesus, "You are a Jew. How can you ask me, a Samaritan, a woman at that, for a drink?" So that we will understand more the historical background, the cultural differences of the Samaritan and the Jew, let's go back to history, world history. In the year 722 BC, the Empire of Assyrian, invaded the northern kingdom of Samaria. And most of the inhabitants were transported to Assyria to work as slaves. That was year 722. And during this time, pagan Gentile settlers began to inhabit the conquered land, meaning to say in the kingdom of Samaria. So when the Jew returned from captivity in year 538 BC, more than 2,000 years of being conquered by Assyrian, the northern kingdom of Samaria, they intermarried with the pagans, an abominable act in the eyes of the Orthodox Judaism. That was the southern kingdom was conquered. The southern kingdom, whose capital was Jerusalem, alienated these Samaritans, who were considered as having lost their racial purity and the Jewish history, Jewish heritage. So the Jews and the Samaritan started an embittered hatred alongside with their socio-political and religious differences. So this is the background behind why the Samaritan and the Jew have this animosity between them. Okay. In addition to these irreconcilable dissimilarities, rabbis or teachers did not speak with women in public. So thus the Samaritan woman was surprised and even hostile when Jesus asked from her a drink. But such rudeness elicited a genial response from Jesus. As an author would tell us, it is the weak who are cruel. Gentleness can be expected from the strong. So Jesus must be, the eyes of Jesus must have smiled as he replied, "You know, woman, if you only recognize God's gift and who it is that is asking you from a drink, you would have asked him instead, and he would have given you living water." Beautiful response of Jesus to the rudeness of this woman. Brothers and sisters, a certain historian and naturalist, Pliny, says that when an elephant goes to the river to drink, if the water is clear, the elephant dips his trunk down to the bottom and stir the water to make it muddy. If he cannot do so, he goes away. Why does the elephant act that way, sisters and brothers? It's because the elephant is afraid of his bulky figure reflected on the water. Brothers and sisters, the Samaritan woman who drew water from the well every day was like the elephant. She hated the dirt in her soul. She was frustrated the way she had lived her life. She felt like a trash who acted like a fool, betrayed and exploited by men, and condemned by her fellow humans. Sisters and brothers, there is an image of a Samaritan woman in each one of us. Perhaps like her, we thirst for so many things: money, honor, power, luxury, and comfort. We thought that these bubbles of illusion can make us really happy. We spend our lives searching, compromising, and attaching ourselves to whoever and whatever it takes to possess them, only to realize that we even become more thirsty with discontentment, emptiness, and helplessness. We can see how the woman ended up with 5 husbands who all left him, and she was living now with another man. That's the status of the woman. Sisters and brothers, we cannot go on shortchanging ourselves by getting water that trickles in the faucets of the world. It goes down the drain in the sewer of sinfulness. Enough is enough when nothing seems to be enough. Christ is inviting us to drink water from the overflowing river that shall become a fountain within us, leaping up to provide eternal life, quote and unquote. And the Lord declares, "He who believes in me shall never be thirsty." Brothers and sisters, I had this experience one time in the confessional. There's a woman who didn't confess for 40 years. She really made a mess out of her life. When she finally finished her confession, she was surprised that, to her mind, I just gave her a light of penance. Apparently, she expected that I will give him a harsh penance. She asked me, "I have not confessed for 40 years and made many sins against God. Why give me a light penance?" You know, It's because I know you have suffered much already from being away from God for too long. If heaven is rejoicing, now because you have reconciled with God. Remove your guilt, replace it with joy. So sisters and brothers, when we turn away from God, we stand to suffer because we will lose our freedom. Losing it connotes likewise the waylaying of our sense of meaning and direction. It is a frightful and sad experience. Saint Augustine, I know you know him very well, who was once a great sinner, advised us, man and sinner are, so to speak, two realities. When you hear man, this is what God has made. When you hear sinner, this is what man himself has made. Destroy what you have made so that God may save what he has made. Quote and unquote from Saint Augustine. So brothers and sisters, it appears absurd or preposterous for Jesus or for Christ to cry out on the cross, "I thirst," in Spanish, "tengo sed," when he himself is the source of living water. He did not ask for humans a drink of earthly water, but water of love. He was thirst for water of love. He thirsts for love. The Samaritan woman did not find real love in the waters of the human wells. She found it in Christ during her conversation with Jesus. Let us not allow the divine heart die of thirst of human hearts as we journey in this Lenten season. Quench the thirst of Christ with our love, and we will never settle for less again with the trickles in our faucets. God is good all the time.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.